Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeika 7 live coming to you this evening from my studio. So how is the African family and how are the children? I hope everyone is spared of Midland. And welcome once again to our all-new feature show that is focusing on one particular niche this month for the month of June. We are working on starting up our own business. And ask me what I'm doing. Go ahead, ask me, what are you doing? Well, I'm minding my own business while leaving yours alone. That's exactly what we're going to be doing, ladies and gentlemen. And we kicked it off during the end of the month of May on the last day talking about startup businesses. And we brought in a few experts to talk to you about bids that pay. We are not done with it yet. We're going to continue on talking about starting up our businesses and developing our own niches. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you are going to waste your time on these airways and internet and social media, then you might as well be making some filthy lucre and establishing yourself. How many of you are plugged into social medias? How many of you are making a profit from being a part of social media? How many of you even have membership to Facebook at least? Or even Twitter? If you don't, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want to consider how can you make those social media sites pay for itself so you can utilize all of your followers and your friends. Well, OMI have been leaving money on the table, ladies and gentlemen, and I am not afraid to admit it. When you are just a novice and getting started, you are all leaving money on the table, and those social media friends can turn out to be not only your social media friends, but your fans. If you are selling or marketing a product, those people want to support you. They want to get behind you. You know how I know? Because wherever I go, they want to follow me. And sometimes they're even trying to perpetrate a website with my name on it as if they're me. When you've developed a following over many years, sometimes your name can become a household name, like it or not. And even if people don't care for you, you still become established and social media people want to follow you wherever you go. Why do birds follow you all over town every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled us in your eyes and golden blue. Your eyes are blue. That is why all the guys in town, they follow you all around. Oh, just like me, they That's right. And that's what you want them to be, close to you. You want them to be close, uptight, for comfort. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking in just a minute how you can join these social medias and how you can get your children started early, not to be conditioned to bells and jingles and working for factories, but to work for themselves. You know, a couple of months ago, or about a year ago, I brought in Junior Achievement to talk to you about developing a foundation for showing your children how to be able to be social media's kings and queens and establishing their business plan now while they're right in school in pre-college program. I brought that in because I wanted you to make these children financially and literally suited for businesses. Now, I've been talking to my youngster about why it's important to not only get a degree, but to develop yourself so you understand the business aspect so you can work for yourself. Now, we're not going to delay this topic because it is already urgency. I have already talked to you about the startup course online that you can take for free, and I wish those clicks and the phones would stop. If you're on the line, just come on in and have a seat. Nothing is being hidden today. Everything is out in the open, and even if I wanted to hide it, I couldn't. Because right now, there's no secret. There is no secret that the system is collapsing and a job is not what it used to be. And instead of joining these committees where you're running around off a pool, just running after political funding, grants, and money, you need to be establishing yourself as an institution. While you are wasting time in line competing for grants, other small companies are coming and getting a piece of the apple pie, the all-American dream to own your own business. Now, let me say something. I didn't get a chance to tell you, but the gentleman that was online the other day, Jim, his last name was a Polish name. You probably don't remember it. But Jim told me a little story. Jim indicated to me that when his family came over to the United States, his father was asked to change the spelling of his last name because it exemplified that he was Polish and that that might be held against him. So, from what I understand, Jim's father did change his name, and things did fare a lot better for him because when immigrants and foreigners and minorities come to this country, they do not have the same opportunity for the all-American dream. They sometimes die right in their tracks trying to get banks to open up to assist them, trying to get small business loans, and they struggle and struggle and struggle. But you don't have to struggle anymore. You don't have to struggle because there's online opportunities where if the bank won't give you the funding to get started, some of these online opportunities, you don't have to have a large amount of money to do what it is you got to do. Now, it doesn't take me to tell you that, but we're going to bring those specialists back on again to talk about bids that pay. Now, we've adapted bids that pay, at least I have. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to make money online because I'm sick and tired of someone deciding to close the door, shut the door to employment, and send their business overseas, or for teachers who are much older like myself. I've been told I can get two of you for half the price. And guess what? You go on the back burner on slow boil. Well, I have reached the boiling point. I've come to the decision that it's very important for if I'm going to establish my career in the music industry or poetry or storytelling, now is the right time to do so. I don't know about you, but I don't know if your gifts came to you in middle age like mine did. But if they did, don't give up on your dream. Consider establishing yourself rather than helping other companies to establish themselves. You're an institution. You are the institution. You make up the conglomerate of corporation, and you have to make it up in your mind that you're going to be an institution and leave a legacy behind for your children. Now, I don't know what these airwaves are all about, and if they're even trying to prohibit us from having this conversation. But nevertheless, I am going forward because I know that it would be futile for me to be on these airways and waste my time if I'm not laying a foundation to establish my business so that I can gain more followers, number one, more fans and support. I have worked and made my way in the profession of poetry. I am a poet. I am also an international poet. So for me to give you samples of my poetry and allow you to have those samples, we are now going to give you an opportunity to purchase the 3-part volume of the poetry. And I just completed my second volume. So I have more to give. You just got a lot of old stuff now, but once I get more time, I'll reintroduce you to the new album that's coming out. And if you thought these samples were good, the next one is really bad. It is coming from me as I meditate and create my poetry from the right side of my brain. You got it in you too. You got gifts, you got skills, and you got a way to lay a foundation. Now, create a product. You got to have some kind of product that you want to put out there. Create an image for yourself, even an app. Create that app with your pictures and things that you have to give and give yourself away for a while. I spent the first 5 years on these airways giving myself away, handing over myself to others. Now it's time to get paid for my time and what I do. And I want to teach you the same thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just coming on here yapping. I'm talking loud, but I'm saying something. I don't always have the time to bring on a keynote speaker for you, but when I do, it's the very best that I have. I'm giving you the best that I got. And you know when I bring someone to you, they know what they're talking about. And those 3 guys that you talked to last week are probably some of the best of the best of the best online to tell you about companies that are up and coming on the ground floor that you can get involved in for less than $500. Now, I want you to keep that in your peace pipe and smoke on it for 1 second, because we're not through with you yet. We're ready to get you up and roaring and ready to make things happen, but we're going to first tell you about Umoja. I've got to get the message to my brothers and
sisters. Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Gentlemen, I just wanted to give you an overbrief of last week's discussion. But before we do that, we are not going to fail to offer up offerings to our higher selves and to acknowledge who our ancestors are, because they are the sum total of why we came. Hold tight.
Umoja is the message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go over to the talking cure room and get in position so we can pour libations to our higher selves. And ladies and gentlemen, we give thanks and praise to Oladula Mare, and also known as Akamare. We give praise to him for giving us a sound mind, a right mind to stay on him. Because without him, we are nothing. We're not capable of doing anything in our own strength. And therefore, when he shaped and molded us, he also allowed Oromola to shape and mold us. But him, himself, who wanted his essence in us so that we can become like gods. You're the little G's, not the Godhead, You are like a drop of water in a vast ocean. You are part of a greater picture, but you're not the only picture of God. You are growing into perfection to God. Now, as you allow your right side of your brain to perfect you, and as you grow into perfection, you grow into grace every day. And you must understand the whole ultimate reason for you being here on this planet, in this plane, is that you can grow into God-like creatures and become like God. As you notice on my app, the clothing that I'm selling, the tribal clothing, is only for little gods, little G's. And on the T-shirt, you might want to note that I have the little gods on there, not the capital G, the little gods. But you can wear those clothes, and you can function just like an artist by being a little god. So our tribal clothes were going to be out there for artists to wear when they're on stage to remind you that you are likened to God. So let's pour libation to Akamari today, and we say Ashe. I like to pour libation to my mother spirit, Yamenye, the lady in yellow, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libation to our father spirit, and we know he is the man that's in white. He carries the ability to manage all of the Orishas, and he is the head Orisha, Ashe, Obatala. And then we say to the north, Ashe, to the east, Ashe, to the west, Ashe, to the south, Ashe. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to call on your ancestors. There's a sum total of why you're here. Call on your personal ancestors, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey, Essie Pope. Then call on those long ones that have been deceased a long time. Call on Ruby Lee Bracken. Call on Ruby Lilly. Call on Marvin Jenkins. Call on Eugene Lilly, call on Sam Lilly, George Lilly, call on your personal ancestors, Eli. Call them so they can pick you up and make you strong, and that they will stand with you in the end time. And tell them to open the door to make it clear and plain so you can travel through and you can travel unmolested without being harmed. And we say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, every day you go to your altar. And the way you build strength and momentum is that you don't forget the rituals of our forefathers, and that's to call on your ancestors on a daily basis. And as we get back on the topic, ladies and gentlemen, I like to say for the record, we are not deterring ourselves. We're trying to stay on the path. I talked to you before about the literary ability to be literate in political affairs and in business, and we want to be a student in business because we must circulate our dollars in our community. We can no longer continue to shop outside of our community. What Bits That Pay was trying to tell you is you can establish your own malls in your name, in your company's name, so that you can bring people to your personal mall and you can give them bids so that they buy shares of the bids and they can go out in the mall and shop like they have money, or they can go make bids on things. So this company has opportunities where you can keep your money circulating in your own community, in your own niche. And it also has opportunity where on a daily basis you work to the sweat of your brows to post your marketing tools on these various different companies. Now, for a small fee, as Jim had indicated, you can go as low as $10 to purchase your ads, or $250. But there's two payouts. One payout at the end of the month where all the money is calculated, and there's a divvying up of all the money to all of the people who are inside the organization in the United States and outside. So that money is divvied up. And then on a daily basis, you are also getting your daily fees for working as a marketing analyst, where you're posting your marketing tools up on all these companies. Now, I won't go back over that complete session again. We're going to have those gentlemen back on. They're ambassadors from Biz to Pay. They're planning to go to Africa. As you notice, I asked them, is there a way African Americans can pick themselves up? Is there a way that we can no longer be the first fired and the last hired, but we can establish ourselves for businesses for us? I explained to those gentlemen who were Caucasian that blacks have been suffering here in their own country, in the United States. Can we go abroad and establish businesses? And can we assist them while they're going abroad to build orphanages and to feed the homeless there? They said it was possible. And if you can go back and listen to that particular track on demand, you can see exactly what was said. I don't have to repeat it. But by and large, we're partnering with these guys so they can work with us firsthand right here in our own country to establish ourselves so we can look at becoming mentors in that company. And with the mentor status of getting 50,000 points, you can look at getting a salary increase for your own car up to $600 a month to pay for your Mercedes-Benz or what have you that you would want to purchase, and for being a mentor, an additional $400 a month. That's about $1,000 a month that's coming in for you, not to mention all the bids that get divvied up on a monthly basis or on a daily basis. So that there lies a business for you, ladies and gentlemen, something that you can utilize online without having to go out here and buy a franchise or competing for these jobs that are no longer here in our country. Now, I want to say this to you because OMI's been working very slowly but steady. If you notice, I've been steady on the job, but sometimes slowly. But don't mistake slowfulness for ignorance. I am not ignorant of the fact that just because I'm a school teacher that I think that my license will get me employment any and everywhere I go. I know that at one point your prime ability as a teacher is no longer there when you get over the age of 50. You are in competition for young minds and bright minds as well as low-paying young men and women. So you have to think about supplementing your own income with an individual business. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Now, here is what I want you to take a look at. You've got Junior Achievement out there that's gaining momentum. I told you about this organization and that they were going places. I even introduced you to about five other people that would take you there. You can go back and listen to that tape on demand also. They're working with youth throughout the state and international to develop these youth to now do a partnership with international groups who have been around for over 50 years, who have trained their youngsters to be business partners and to write business plans. Why are we wasting so much time on these outdated curriculums when we could be training our children to write a business plan about how they can purchase curriculum and sell it? Now, these young people that are international, they are on the job. They are placed strategically, regional, throughout their continent and parts of Europe. They are now partnering with the United States with Junior Achievement, and they're in competition, and they're going to be competitions all over Europe and in Germany. I would love to be there, ladies and gentlemen, just to see these young people compete with their business plans and giving an example of how they can be the next generation to take our country to another level of owning our own business. There will come a time that you can't look to the government for free cell phones or food stamps or giving you supplemental income for your children and working for pay to get welfare. You're going to have to get out of that mentality. Yes, we've all fallen lower than a refugee. Some of us have had to file bankruptcy. Some of us have really lost a lot of material things. This is a new dispensation. You have to get ready to fall in line to either work for yourself or depend on rations from the government. I refuse to just depend on rations from the government. I will never fall lower than a refugee. A refugee still has a certain manner of respect. Give the food stamps and the welfare to those who are sick with palsy. But for those of us who still have strength and light in our eyes, let us lift our heads up and let us work to the sweat of our brows for our own families. so that we can have a piece of the apple pie and be a part of the small businesses, because they've knocked the hole out of the bottom. There is no longer a middle class anymore. You're either going to be poor or rich. But because we are heirs of kings and queens, we are automatically rich. We have substance that we don't even know of. We have, just like Jesus said, he had substance and food that none of them knew of, because he was an heir of a king, and so are you. Now, if you keep going on in these churches talking about how great thou art and how God owns everything, but yet you're paying God a salary, God doesn't need your money. He wants you to find income. He wants to put it in your hand, even if he has to drop it from the sky. But you've got to have a clarity to understand that he did not want you to be poor. His desire for you is that you would prosper, so just so as your soul shall prosper. So let's prosper in a way that we can help our brothers and sisters without fighting like crabs at the bottom of the barrel where we're pulling each other down. If there's something you could do to help your brothers and sisters, then get on the horn and talk about it and open it up to everyone. Don't try to just become an individual. We are looking for communal people, and the concept of communal is share with everyone. That will make you rich. That will make you never lack anything, because your associates will come and see to it that your bills are paid when times get low for you because of your heart condition and wanting to be a part of a communal solution. Now, let me get back to the subject. I don't want to have to preach to you. I've done enough of that in the last couple of months, and I want to focus in on looking at ourselves. I talked about minding my own business and leaving others alone. That's exactly what I mean, people. You got to put your energies into developing yourself. If you're a poet, let me give you a case in point. Continue your craft. Continue to type up your poems and to read your poetry. If you're a storyteller, go everywhere you can and tell your story, but tell it to the best of your ability. And if you're in competition with the best of the best, sharpen your skills by competing with the best of the best. Let me give you an example. Some of you didn't know this, but I traveled with the best of the best, the king of the folklore storytelling. The gentleman taught me everything I knew about storytelling. I always give him credit for every inch of my ability in storytelling, because I mimic and I watch and I develop myself after the patterns that I saw in this gentleman for telling stories. And when I saw that I too could be a storyteller, I then began to develop my own crafts and my own talent, and I then began to realize I'd like to write this down somewhere. And if you can remember this, there's a gift in all of us, and you have it in you. You have to develop your gifts and create a product from it, no matter what it is, but package it, and package it to the point where you are able to compete. You teachers that are out there, quit going into the classroom giving your best lesson plan and not realizing you can dust it off for your own to sell it online or to create products that you can sell. I want teachers to know that you are billion-dollar commodities. You are what make these schools. But if you're spending all your time in school and developing nothing but curriculums for the district, then you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because you should be going to these workshops and seminars, and you should be presenting online. There's an online opportunity right now under the STEMS program for you teachers who would like to present your best work. Now, I'm going out, and I'm going to present some of my best work in technology. No, I'm not a technologist. Excuse me, but I'm going to piggyback off of somebody who is, and I'm going to present the skills that I have in developing apps for teachers who work in English as a second language to help young people learn English and make it fun by looking at how the apps can unfold and teach them how to develop their second language. Now, that online STEMS program is getting ready to start up in September. You got plenty of time to put together a proposal so you can present online also. Now, where do I find the time for this? I make the time for it, and I make the important time for presence. You need a presence on the Internet. How many of you are members of social medias? Don't just say, I'm on Facebook and I got friends. What are you doing with the friends? Are you putting out information? Are you updating new videos? Are you teaching there? Are you also on Twitter? How many of you, raise your hand, not just tweeting. There are opportunities for tweeting and making other people rich and letting them pay you for tweeting information about their businesses and stores and restaurants. There's great opportunities. I just have to take the time to find it. How many of you know about King.com? How many of you are a member of King.com? If you're a counselor and you have a way of counseling and coaching, go on King.com and sign yourself up to do a business there. How many of you are psychoanalysts? How many of you are certified, board-certified analysts? Go online and do your business and develop a broader sense of presence. And that's very important that we develop a presence. Yes, I'm on every little niche you could find. That happened by accident. I didn't plan that. But so now I got to take advantage of it. How do I group those people together? How do I get those people to support me? How do I get those people to be my fan? How do I support them? I give myself away. I give products to them. I give CDs to them. I give flyers to them. I give opportunities to them. I give training to them. Then they want to give back. And that's what you're going to have to do, too. Develop a presence online. Now, you're minding your own business now and leaving yours alone. That means you're going to have to leave your jobs at one point once you start making money. Don't just jump up and leave yet until you are thoroughly centered and planted and rooted and you are making a profit where you cannot refuse to go, you cannot refuse the business. Now, I want you to understand entrepreneurism is a social group, and you're going to have to travel and network because it's a social opportunity. I need to spend more time in my social opportunities, fraternizing with the people, getting to know who my real friends are on Facebook, because I have a lot of perpetrators, but I have a large following of people that are begging to be friends, but I don't have the time to socialize, but I must make it. And I'm telling you to do the same thing. There's great opportunities online. Not necessarily just with bids to pay. There are other opportunities, but I want you to come in this room and sign up to be a part of our membership, to be a part of what we're doing. Now, bids to pay has already offered to help you and assist you. If you want to be in our group and be a part of it, get a hold of me. We plan on going to Africa to do some work so that we have a broader presence and become well-connected in the States and abroad. So if you want to be a part and you think this is something you want to do to supplement your income, then you have to do it. Don't just say there are no jobs. You got to create one for yourself. You are the job. You create a yacht for your own business and find out how you can develop your niche. Now, you've been a great group to listen to, and I would hope that you would call in and call in at 646-478-0270. Our phone lines are open, and we invite you to be a part of our show. And we're on here to our series is Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That is the dates that we're on. Now, we've come on at 1:30 today. Now, we might have to resume back to our original time of 3 o'clock. That will be decided soon, but right now, we are situated for 1:30 in the afternoon. My schedule has changed, and as my schedule has changed, I will see fit to alter the time. But the days are set in concrete right now, and that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday that you can hear the sound of your friend, your advocate, Omi. Now, as a teacher to you, I am telling you, you want to also sign up for the start of training that we have online. You can sign up for that class. That class will help you to understand about business plans. How many of you need more help with business plans? How to create one? What do you write down? What are the things you need? How do you set up a budget? Are you a 1099 where you actually work for yourself under contract? Are you a W-2 and is someone employing you? Now, here's what I also want to say to you potential business owners. you don't always want to go out and hire a large group of people to put on your staff because it might be top-heavy. You might be better off to outsource your additional work by hiring them temporarily or 1099-ing a contractor so that you can keep your budget together and stay on the budget. It's very important that you understand that some of your multi-level marketing businesses will not necessarily show you how to structure your business plan or tell you how to get incorporated, but those are some things that your attorney or accountant can tell you. And you certainly want to ask them if you should be incorporated under LLC, under sole proprietor, under subchapter S, or subchapter C, and let them guide you. You must have a good accountant, and you must have a good lawyer to guide you, to tell you the paths that you need to take. And follow their lead, and make sure you have a registered agent, one that is going to remind you of the due dates and times that you must do your filing for your business license, making sure that you have the proper business license and that it's your filing. If you have a 503C and you have to file for that, making sure you're filing and making sure you're filing in a timely manner and making sure you're paying your taxes in a timely manner. And one of the very first things you definitely have to look into is establishing your name, making sure you clear your name through your government entity, and there is a fee you have to pay and have your name searched. And once your name comes back to you free and clear and you can use that name, then establish yourself a bank account. So what that you're not making a large amount of money? Establish yourself a bank account in the company's name and make sure you take your 20% taxes out and put them aside so that they can pay your taxes at the end of the year. You certainly don't want to get in trouble with IRS. You want to become IRS's best friend by following their regulations, because a true business has good, ethical business, sound business skills in establishing their accounting department where they have good accountants that are working to keep the business solvent so that you're not working in the deficit of a red. You are always working in a profitable business. Some businesses start out where they lose money and they put more money into it and they lose it. Fortunately, we do have tax laws that will allow us to shelter ourselves under situations like that, because there might be write-offs to help offset the losses that we have. Now, I'm not a financial person. I learned these things from working in a financial corporate setting. And working in a Fortune 500 corporate setting, I attended board meetings. I sat down and made a decision on what proper investments to make with my shares. Now, getting back to shares, those of you who decide to become a for-profit organization and you have shares in your company to sell, sometimes there are startup companies that will assist you and buy your shares from you so that they can help you as a startup company to get started with your business in exchange for you selling your shares to them or your products. Now, that's up under the Crowder program. And that's out there as well. And there are plenty of programs online that will explain to you about the Crowder market, where they actually will give you money that you can do startup with without having to pay it back. That's a whole other show in and of itself. But I just want to make you acquainted with the fact that you do business completely different now when you work for yourself. You will not function in the same manner that you would if you work for a corporation, going in, getting all of your benefits. Some people think, I don't want to work for myself because I won't have any medical benefits. Well, you can buy yourself a cafeteria plan and buy yourself a medical business, a medical plan that will cover your vision, your dentist, and cover your medical and your disability benefits. You can buy a package or individual a la carte, so that you have all the benefits and you have the making of a business. So you're still not found wanting when you have to go to the medical clinic. You have some sort of backup to help you. But you must understand that all these things wouldn't ordinarily come to you because they're not teaching them in math 101 at school. Young people don't know that these businesses can act as a support system when you are not profiting in your business. You can still remain solvent because of the tax laws. There are laws that give you so much that you can write off, and you can write off your property that you're actually working out of in your home, your telephone bill, and et cetera, et cetera. But you let your accountant tell you exactly what to do and how to set your business up, but don't leave money on the table. Don't leave money on the table for every avenue and streams of income. Some people think, well, I only do one thing. You don't ever want to just do one thing. You want to see how you can branch out into other avenues of that business so that you can have many streams of income. So in the event that one aspect of the business is slow or it's a seasonal business, then maybe the other aspect of the business will be flourishing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as baby boomers, we ought to be thinking about being in operations abroad. There are many places to retire that will give you incentives for retiring in their country. And there are many countries that will take you on a tour and give you an orientation of how you can come to their country and establish businesses or come there to retire by putting your money in their bank. I'm telling you these things because most of the people that are retired are possibly the ones who are looking at setting up a business and working for themselves because they have a set amount of money coming in on a regular basis, and what they're working for as a business owner is a supplemental amount to supplement their income. So I want to say this to you, mothers, don't just send your child to school anymore to get an education. Talk to your child or your children about the aspect of business and lay down the structure of a business plan and get your whole family involved in understanding what a business structure is and a business plan. And even if the family has to come up with their own business plan, establish it. Because there are some incentives in hiring your own children to work for you in your corporation. And the government gives benefits and he gives special incentives to those who can hire their own children. I don't profess to have skills in all these areas, and I'm not an expert in these areas, but I will be bringing you more experts in, possibly an accountant, and I'll probably be bringing an accountant in next week to talk about business entities who I feel that has a good grip on understanding aspects of business. And then I also will try to bring in our lawyer to talk about how do you utilize a lawyer in a structured business and what does a lawyer do for you, what is a registered agent, and how do they help you when you register with them. These are all things that are necessary to know. But one thing I will tell you, I'm working alongside of you to establish my music industry and my storytelling voiceover business.